We are seeing rates expanding at the local level. What we aren't seeing, frankly, is state and federal funding increasing at an equal rate to deal with this issue. And I don't think there's anyone out there who would argue that having water of high quality everywhere throughout the country, lakes that go beyond state borders, rivers that go beyond state borders, oceans that go beyond state borders, is not a public good that demands federal protection and federal funds. So at some point or other, it will be the ratepayer that is going to have to come out and say, you know, look, we're willing to pay for this at the local level. In fact, we are at 97% of the total funding cost. Where is the federal government on this? Why isn't this an equal part of an infrastructure funding bill alongside transportation and schools and hospitals and roads and bridges? And ultimately, utilities and policymakers can raise those issues from a local level to a federal level, but it's going to need to come from the people directly. And we just held a rally here in D.C. with all of the organizations within the water sector to get that point to legislators, to bring it to senators and members of the House, and everyone did their visits, and they heard from the utilities, and by the end of the week, every representative and every senator was probably sick of us saying that you should elevate clean and safe water as a national priority alongside transportation and energy and education. They heard that message, it resonated, it resounded, but until it really does start to come from the people and it becomes a citizen-based question and a ratepayer-based issue, we're not going to see that traction develop. So my hope is through the work that we're doing and other groups are doing across the sector and across the infrastructure world, we will see that kind of traction develop and those voices start to be raised. Engaged and enraged is interesting, but what it should really be is engaged, willing to continue to pay more for water, which is so vital at a local level, but the rage should be directed at the federal government's lack of a commitment to continue to ensure it. The question becomes, how many Sandys, Katrinas, Flints, Toledos does it take for the federal government to ultimately realize this is not a local issue and it's not a one-off issue? Preserving these water and wastewater systems is a vital national need.